Thank you for the worship team. Help us to worship. We're just blessed with a lot of musicians today. Yeah, half of the church up there. It's good. It's good. It's a blessing from the Lord. At this time, we take times to share what the Lord is doing in our lives and to ask for any prayers you have, any requests, or if you have any testimony you want to share with the church, please come up and testify if you wish. And also for first time comers, so I think we have a visitor today. Can you just stand up and say your name first time? Micro? Okay. Okay, Benjamin. And then you had your first time. Just stand your place and just say your name.
Peter.
Oh, sorry, what's your name again?
Senya.
Daniel. Sorry. Thank you. Congratulations. Okay, so I think that's we got, and praise the Lord. And then remember, keep on prayers of the members that are still traveling. Jim wasn't able to come. He's visiting Nozomu in Aichi. I don't know if some of you are familiar with Nozomu and. Is a pastor in Aichi. And also Michelle and other members that are... Art and Darcy are having a fellowship somewhere in North Hiroshima. So please remember them. And if you have anybody else that you want us to pray for, please let me know, and I'll go through the prayers after the testimonies. Before the offering service. So I'll open the mic for you to come up and give thanks to the Lord and see what the Lord has for you in this year. So please come up and testify. Yes.
Hello, my name is Mihoko. A few days before Christmas, Mikio developed Eddie Cypress on his left leg. It was third time for him to suffer that problem. left leg swollen and became very red and aching a lot. Painful, yes. Painful, thank you. And we rushed to Red Cross Hospital in our neighborhood. And then he had a medicine and also, what do you say, a pressured socks to squeeze the swollen part. And then that stocking worked very well. And then after 10 days, it stopped to swell more. And then it started to shrinking. And now he has his leg, left leg has normal size and no pain. Yet this week he has an appointment with his doctor, skin doctor. So I'll follow him. I'd like to ask, what can we do to prevent, not to repeat that problem for our future? I suffered together with him. And then another testimony is that Mikio and I had started to read the, Timothy Keller's book, God's Wisdom for Navigating Our Life. It's good. It takes only 5 minutes to 10 minutes. But we are having the time to read together every morning. Yeah, thank you.
Hi, I'm Chacha, and I just want to ask for prayer requests for my wife because tomorrow she's going back to the Philippines for the safe flight. That's all. Thank you.
If you have any other testimonies, please come. I just want to thank you for your prayers. This Tuesday, my older son, Ryokin, is coming back home, so this weekend we'll have the family together for a while. So please pray for him. His name is Ryokin. He'll be here for a little while, so probably you'll get to see him sometime. Rikito, my second son, he'll be going back to Tokyo in a week or so. So also please continue praying. We'll start our work. Thanks to the Lord, we had a good vacation, and ask him to pray for everyone that support us to keep going this year. It's a very hard work, and I need a lot of strength for this year. So I'm asking you to pray for me and my family. Always thank you for that, but it's always good to know that somebody's praying for you. And so if you have any prayer requests, please, any concern. And I always remind everybody that at the end of the service, I asked Pastor Chris before, and if he said he's okay, if somebody wants to be prayed at the end of the service, if there's any special request, he won't mind praying for you at the end of the service. If you just want to be prayed by yourself, and you can come up to Pastor Kevin or Pastor Chris, and they'll pray for you. And any, because we love to present our requests to the Lord. That's what we're doing here. It's not obligatory. It's just it's the way we talk to God. So he talks to us. He's always trying to communicate, but we're busy listening to all the voices doing our lives, and we have to pay attention to him. So during prayer, maybe we can obey to his word. So if there's any other prayer requests, please let me know, and we'll go to the prayer, and I'll continue to the offering prayer, and then we go into our service. And at the end of the service, we'll have communion today. So let's prepare for that. So let me go. I made a list on the bulletin. We made a bulletin between three of us in the church. And it's the email is, the gym email is in green. If you have any requests that you want us to pray, if you're not gonna be here for a while, or do you know anything that you need to be prayed and you're not able to come, you can email it to us, and then we'll post it. So the next moderator will receive this list next week, and then it will be prayed for. And if you please carry on this bulletin to pray for the request that we have, and add what was added today. Okay. I just wanted to share also with you that Mihoko was testifying about it's like a devotional from Pastor Tim Keller. And Pastor Hiroshi decided this year to to preach and on the Proverbs. Well, same as Pastor Chris. But he's using the book and they translated it in Japanese. So everybody in the members in the morning service are using the pink book. Do you have it with you? It's in Japanese. That's the English one, but there's a printed one in Japanese. So if you have any friends, Japanese friends, maybe we can get you one. So if you want to go along and pray and read the Proverbs, it's the book of Tim Keller. So please talk to us if you want some resources to give to Japanese friends. In English, we just have a few things, but wherever we have, we can help you with it. So thank you. Let's go to the Lord in prayer and ask for these blessings.